Welcome, it's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. All right, in the last week and a half or so, everybody's life has changed significantly. And the way we do business, the way we do things, everybody's kind of doing a lot of it from home. The way things happen and do business at Farm Rescue has also changed. So let's talk about that. Tim Sullivan is Development Director at Farm Rescue. Hello, Tim.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. And I guess, well, first of all, how's everything in the Sullivan household?
Well, we've had to make a few changes, just like a lot of folks. I am officing from my home office in Perm, Minnesota. And so things go on just fine right here. What I do is a lot of it's over the phone and on the computer, so I'm not really affected that greatly, not being in the office.
Well, and so this is an opportunity. First of all, you are the development director, which means you make the work of Farm Rescue happen. You are the guy who, well, makes the funds happen.
Well, yes, that is what I do at Farm Rescue. Is I work with many organizations through either grant work or our direct sponsorships with businesses, and then our personal donations through many sources that we get. And we do a lot of different fundraising activities throughout the year to support our mission at Farm Rescue.
Now, how can people help you? Folks are at home, they're spending a little more time, they're thinking about how their family is affected. How can folks help the work of Farm Rescue continue?
Yep. So we are still supporting our mission, and we still are looking for crisis cases with farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota area, where we're supporting them if they've been involved with something major that has happened. And of course, with the COVID-19, that is major. And that is a health issue. And that is something that we definitely support through our mission at Farm Rescue. So normally it would be anybody that's related to the farm, that's affecting their farming operation through an illness, injury, or a natural disaster. And so what Farm Rescue does is they come in and we can help support them through the planting season. So we have a volunteer base nationwide of over 1,000 volunteers. These are men and women that come running when we ask them to. And the COVID-19 crisis has changed things for us in the fact that we have to really screen our volunteers, where they're coming from. A lot of them are in communication with us, telling us that they're in a hot spot where they cannot support our mission at this time. And we greatly appreciate their honesty, and they care about who we serve. So they don't want to put anybody in danger. And so we have changed things where we're actually screening quite heavily on where they're coming from and what age group they are, because we want to make sure that they're not in the high risk category. Their particular health means a lot to us as well. And what we don't want to do is transfer that onto our crisis cases. They're already going through something difficult, and we don't want to make things worse.
For sure. Well, I guess, Tim, the bright spot is I bet you don't get too many volunteers from New York City or Seattle. Those are the two hot spots right now.
Yes, we do not get a lot there, but we are getting we have volunteers in all 50 states. And so a lot of them know that you know, we need help, but they are understanding too that we're kind of scaling back a little bit as well. Not probably going out as far as a distance as we normally would in a year like this. We are actually in six states, and Kansas was going to be our seventh state this year, but we are rolling back that to just give the support where we know we can give it best, and that's in the Dakotas and Minnesota right now. And we're trying to maintain a certain level for our budgeting as well. we're affected just like the businesses that support us, the organizations that support us, where our funding is down. And we are looking at a scenario, and it's day by day, just like a lot of people, where we're wondering, you know, okay, we normally had different fundraisers planned. That's not really going to happen in the timeline that we looked at with the scenario out there now. So a lot of it is online support and over the phone support, where we're calling our different foundation people, and we're looking for other opportunities to provide funding for our organization.
Tim Sullivan, the development director for Farm Rescue. Tim, yesterday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz kind of gave a shocking statistic. He's estimating that between 40 to 80% of the population may eventually succumb to this coronavirus or COVID-19. Now, this means that between now and planting season, a lot of farm families may end up with someone in the family with the virus. So, I mean, this may greatly increase your requests for help this spring.
And we have to be very supportive of those people, because that is a major illness, and that is part of our mission to support them. So we do extra screening now, and we go right off the government's recommendations on how to handle these. In a lot of cases, planting would not get done if they were sick on the farm. And so we still, I don't know if it's correct to call it mission critical, but we feel our mission is critical to those people. And it's more important than ever that we help them. Now, we limit our contact with those folks if they are, have that virus on the farm. And so we have different procedures now where our volunteers can go in, not make direct contact. We bring in our own equipment, so we're not utilizing what they have. And anything of theirs that we do need to use, it's got certain cleaning procedures and wipe down procedures by our volunteer base so that we protect everybody involved. We can still support our mission this way. Yes, there's extra steps, but we're ready to do that to help those families that are in need.
For sure. All right. Well, again, we a great tip of the hat, and I just wanted to raise the awareness level for the farmers out there, for the general public, everybody, that you are still doing the work of Farm Rescue to help farmers and ranchers who have experienced a major illness, injury, or natural disaster by providing the equipment and manpower to get the job done. Your funds are, I guess, is where you need the most help right now. How can people make a donation?
So the best way today to do it is either to call us directly to do that, or one of the easier ways is going directly to our Farm Rescue website, which is farmrescue.org. And on there is a donation form that can be filled out, and direct support can be given that way. Or simply by going on there and to our address and sending support to our address at Farm Rescue, P.O. Box 28. Horace, North Dakota, 58047. Or our phone number direct to our office is 701-252-2017. And those would be the best ways to support our organization. Again, we are still accepting volunteers, and we look forward to working with new volunteers. Like I said earlier, we have over 1,000 volunteers registered nationwide. Not all of those are active all the time, but in different regions that we work, we pull from those volunteers in that area. So those people are very appreciated in our organization, and they're the greatest people to work with because a lot of them come from the ag industry themselves.
Yeah, and with this multi-trillion dollar economic stimulus package coming out of Congress, I know some of the restaurants and some of the other small businesses will be helped and people will be made whole financially, but I kind of think that a lot of farms will be falling through the cracks, so everybody could use the help of Farm Rescue this spring. So, Tim Sullivan, Development Director for Farm Rescue, your website one more time.
Farmrescue.org.
That's all there is to it, to help the mission of Farm Rescue. Tim Sullivan, thank you very much for the visit. God bless you for the work you do.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet.